Hey, you. There you are. How's it going? I just wanted to check in with you. Make sure you're doing okay. I know. It's your job to take care of me, and you do an amazing job of it, sir. Thank you. But sometimes I worry about you. Surely even your big bad Dom ego is stable enough to allow your best girl to care about you from time to time. Well, I mean, we played pretty hard last night. And you've been kind of quiet. Kind of distant. So is everything okay? Yeah. Talk to me, okay? Please, sir. Please talk to me. Okay. Yes, you did. You were very rough with me last night. Very. And mean, yes, you were horrid. Do you remember the things you said to me? You had me in tears by the end of the night. It's because you know me. All the soft spots in my heart. All my secret fears. You really let me have it, didn't you? I get it. Believe me. I mean, it can be hard to reconcile that in the cold light of day, you know, when the endorphins have worn off and we're clothed and respectable and back to the daily grind. But that's what we came together to do last night, right? It was intense. And yeah, you hurt me, but that's what I asked you to do. What? Okay. Yeah, I noticed. So you were a little rougher than maybe you intended to be. And maybe you even lost control of yourself a couple of times. That happens. You know, we go into this deliberately with the dial already cranked up to 11. You know, trying to experience a heightened emotional state. We go in highly charged into these exaggerated roles and make every gesture meaningful, just trying to feel everything as intensely as possible. And we trust each other enough to let our emotions run wild and be vulnerable with each other. And sometimes we get carried away. You know I do. Get caught up in the moment and succumb to the fear and the panic and my shame and my lust, right? Isn't that okay, sir? Isn't that kind of the point? I know. You're the Dom, and the Dom is never supposed to lose control, right? Well, guess what? You're human. So what if you're not as detached and indifferent as you pretend to be? Actually, if you were, I'd probably think you were a psychopath. You're gonna lose your temper, okay? You're gonna get frustrated. You're gonna get caught up in the aggression of your role. If you don't allow yourself to feel anything, then what are you getting out of it? Yeah, I mean, if you want me to be completely honest, you did. You scared me. A few times. Now, look at me, please, sir. Come here. Do you think I ever, for 1 minute, felt unsafe with you. No. No. Because I know you. So look at me. Look at this. Look what you've done to me. You see that? Yeah, it still hurts a little bit. But you know what? It excites me to look at the marks you've left on my body. What we do in the moment can be so exciting and overwhelming. It's hard to process and take inventory of everything while it's happening. I like to be able to look back and see and feel the evidence of what went down and remember what you did to me, how intense it got, how different that is from what we do every day and who we are every day. It can take a while to bounce back, physically and mentally. Seeing the bruises and how they gradually fade reminds me of that. But you don't get that, you know, that visible reminder to take care of yourself, sir. And Dom's experience dropped too. Of course they do. We both let ourselves feel so intensely in the space of a few hours. It's ridiculous to think that there'd be no fallout from that. But you know you can talk to me. You know I'll understand. And you know that I know you. I know who you really are. You are not a bad person. So just remember that and don't beat yourself up over what you did to me. Okay? Because you made me feel really good. Really good. I mean, that was kind of obvious, wasn't it? Yeah, you left more bruises than you meant to, but that's okay. Look, I will let you know if it's not okay, all right? Do you trust me? Okay. Trust me to be your submissive. And to know what I want, and to communicate with you, because you know I will. I always tell you what's on my mind, sir. That has never been an issue, right? Look at this one. I think this one's my favorite. It's gonna take a while for this one to fade. Do you think I'd let just anyone do this to me? You know I wouldn't, sir. Only you. You did this to me. And I love that you did this to me. It excites me to let you hurt me. It excites me to trust you to hurt me. That you can be as big and mean and rough and scary as you are for me, and I still feel safe with you. You know, I can allow myself to feel fear and still know that I'm safe, and feel shame and still know that I'm cherished by you. That's special. Doesn't happen every day. That's rare. And I am grateful to you, sir. For experiencing that with me. So maybe I need to remind you how very grateful I am, sir. If you think you'd be up for it. Yeah? Thank you, sir.